a further area of concern with regard to chatzitza and immersion in the mikveh is a person's fingernails. They have to be clear of any dirt or grime. That if there's any dirt under the nails or around the nails, then it would constitute a chatzitza, an unacceptable barrier between the person and the water of the mikveh, because even though it's only a small amount, nevertheless, this is miut hamakpid, a small amount which bothers a person, and therefore midrabanan is regarded as a chatzitza. The poskim discuss nail varnish, and they say that ideally nail varnish should be removed. That's in accordance with the Rama in the first Se'if of Simon Kuf Tzadik Chet, where he says that the minhag is to be concerned even about miut she'eino makpid, a small amount which doesn't bother a person, and therefore ideally nail varnish should be removed. Sometimes that's not either practical or possible, and in that instance it's not a chatzitza if it remains, primarily because this is better than miut she'eino makpid. It's something that she wants to be on her nails to make them look nice. But the poskim do point out that if the varnish is coming off and she would really want to have it touched up, then it could indeed constitute a chatzitza, because now this is something which bothers her as it is, and she doesn't want it to look like that, and therefore that would be a problem. Sometimes a woman has staining on her hands, perhaps from cooking in the kitchen. She's been, you know, a few days beforehand, she was cooking beetroots and they stained her hands and it's been difficult to get it off, or cooking carrots or something like that. There's no mamashut to that staining. There's no substance to it, and therefore it doesn't count as a chatzitza. That's fingernails themselves are not a chatzitza. They're part of a person's body. That's provided there's no dirt or grime underneath them. And because of that, the Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag is, in actual fact, to cut the nails before going to the mikveh, so that one can be sure that there's no grime or dirt underneath. Nevertheless, if for whatever reason a woman decides that she wants to have longer nails and she doesn't want to cut them, so provided they're properly cleaned, then it wouldn't constitute a chatzitza. That's an interesting question comes up with a woman who is cutting her nails, but she's left one nail long and forgot to cut it, whether or not that counts as a chatzitza. That the poskim say that in that instance the woman should immerse again, but without a bracha. A further question which often comes up applies to false nails that a woman might have, or gel nails, things of that nature, which are stuck onto her real nails. So again, ideally, she should tovel without them on. So if she's planning on having her nails gelled, then she should do it the day after going to the mikveh. But again, sometimes that's not necessarily going to be possible. Perhaps she's got a family wedding that day, or it's a family wedding the day before going to the mikveh. So she wants to have her gel nails done, and it's going to be difficult to take them off. That's immediately after. So in that case, again, it wouldn't be a problem, because it's miut she'eino makpid. It's something small. And again, not only does it not bother her, but she positively wants it to be on her. A further question comes up. Sometimes women have slightly peeling skin, men also, around their fingers. And that might be peeling off. Is that regarded as a chatzitza? So the answer is it's not a problem, unless it's something which bothers her. But even if she would pick it off afterwards, then it's still not a problem, so long as it's not something that really bothers her. If it's something that really bothers her, then that would count as a chatzitza. Occasionally a woman will find, after she's gone to the mikveh, that she had removed her nail varnish, but there's a little bit left. So it depends really on how much is left. If it's just a very, very small amount that's barely noticeable, then it wouldn't be a problem. But if it's a noticeable amount, and it's sort of that she's, you know, picking it off because it bothers her, then that would be a problem, and she would need to immerse again. Adkan.